Tom is coming today.
Yeah, Tom will be here. He's late. He's late, but then he's also late twice. Because he said he was going to be 5 minutes late, but now he's six. What are you doing now that the NHL playoffs are over, Tim?
Should we start?
Should we start?
Yeah, let's start.
All right, welcome to the show. I'm Ben Kissel. That's Tim Diamond and Andy Levy. Tom Chalew's late.
No way.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? It's shocking, yes. I know.
Yeah, and I was the one who got all the crap for it.
Well, you know, you're not the host of the show.
So much crap.
Well, it's tough to give Tom, you know, next, we'll give Tom some crap today.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's going to get a heaping load of it.
Yeah.
I'm not the host of Red Eye with Tom Chalew, but I am a co-host on the Red Eye podcast.
That's true, and you could almost argue that's more important because we're in their ears,
would.
Not in their eyes. That's good. But we have no idea what to talk about today. So what's going on with everyone? I went to Men's Warehouse yesterday. I bought a couple of shirts without trying them on. I went home. I tried them on. Turns out I'm way too big for them.
Now, hold on. Is that who you did the – no, that's not who you did
no,
the
no, big
modeling
and tall,
for.
Big and tall modeling was done through Kmart. My face should be popping up in a store near you.
So you are modeling – for Kmart.
Yeah.
But you are buying your clothes at Men's Warehouse.
I do want to say
now,
that...
Is it? I feel like this. There's, at minimum, there's an ethical problem here.
Oh, come on. There's no ethical issue.
That's like Sammy Hagar drinking Patron.
At maximum,
no, just because,
maybe a legal problem.
No. Just because you're a manager at Applebee's doesn't mean you can't go have a Bloomin' Onion at Outback. You can go and enjoy other companies' products. There's nothing wrong with that. Trump, I'm sure, doesn't wear nothing
but
Trump clothes.
I bet that's wrong,
yeah.
Actually.
Oh, okay.
I feel like people are going to see you, you know, these Kmart thing, they're going to be everywhere.
Everywhere. My God.
And then people are going to see you in the street and see you wearing clothes from Men's Warehouse,
mm-hmm.
and think, oh, that's some nice Kmart clothing.
I will say this about the Kmart modeling shoot. The people that were working on the shoot had previously done some very high-end things, and they were openly mocking the clothes. And I'm not – and I said, as a Kmart spokesperson, I think that this – wonderful vest is comfortable, and this watch is not making me break out in hives at all.
I'm sorry, did you say vest?
Yes, it was a vest. Yeah. I was wearing a bit of a vest.
Really?
Kmart has an interesting new clothing line coming out for the big and tall. They never dress us well, and Kmart is really trying to.
A Kevlar vest?
I am honestly debating getting one, but no, it was not a Kevlar vest. It was just a regular vest. Like I'm a substitute teacher, and I'm here to give you the hard lessons, like Julia Roberts' brother in the movie The Substitute.
Now, was it part of a three-piece suit?
No, there was no suit, Andy. They did not exactly treat me with the most amount of respect.
Originally, there a suit, and then you couldn't.
Then I
wear the suit, and they were like, "Suit jacket, no."
You know. When I got the job, it was sight unseen. 5 months ago, I went in and I did a random audition. I believe we've talked about this on the show. Man. Since then, I've been eating a lot of Papa John's and Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
And they were not thrilled with the person that
really?
Showed up in front of them. But you know what? Hey, give me the money. I am big and tall. I am both of those things. I am what middle America looks like. I'm selling products. I'll be the biggest pitch person ever for Kmart.
Okay, wait. Go back to this. So you modeled 5 weeks ago.
5 weeks ago, roughly,
right?
Yeah.
Roughly
like
5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When you model, they require you to give your measurements.
Yeah, huge. I didn't give them any numbers. I just wrote, ooch, huge. That was it.
But you have to give specific numbers.
Yes, but...
And you did not know what shirt size...
No. I still fit in the same shirt size. It's just the shirt's slightly larger, and it looks like it's covering a melting marshmallow. So that's never good. Tom Chalew is now here, and we did discuss, Andy, Tim, and I, before the show. You got to stop showing up late, Tom. We got to start laying the hammer down. I mean, this is a professional podcast. Everyone, you know, they're listening. They want to.
Even now, you're sitting here. You haven't put your headphones on yet. You're looking at. You're checking your texts. You know what this is? This is an insult to the listeners. You are blatantly insulting our listeners, and you don't care.
I always wear my hair.
The worst part
like
of it
this.
Is you just don't care.
Tom,
you are perfectly content to be
I told
insulting
you last
our
week,
listeners.
Kissel, you could have pretended that I was here the whole time last
no.
week. You can always just pretend that I'm sipping my coffee.
Oh, no. Yeah. See, that's what
Again,
I said when I was late.
Yeah.
And you were like, no, No. So let me get, you tried to get someone else.
Not only
you tried to get a fill-in for me when I was 5 minutes
late. Not only do you insult the viewers, you are openly advocating lying, or the listeners, rather. You are openly advocating lying to the listeners.
No, it's just creating an illusion.
Have you no shame?
Right.
At long last, Tom Shalhoub, have you no shame?
I don't need my headphones.
You don't need them. Okay, wrapping up the Kmart big and tall thing. Check me out in your stores. Let's get to the biggest, most exciting thing of the week happened to the host, Mr. Tom Shalhoub. He has been living, I believe I said, like James Caan in the movie Misery. You are torturing yourself. Last weekend, we have a full 3-day weekend. You can do anything. You can go to a water park. You can go take a horse and carriage ride. But instead, you decided to go to Dr. Giggles and live a dental hell.
I had the wisdom teeth pulled out. Elective surgery. The guy said, are you sure you want to do this? I said, I want to do both of them now.
You're a sociopath.
You chose to get dental surgery.
I did. I got them. And then I had...
just loved Little Shop of Horrors.
Yesterday, I had a filling done, which was... It's one of my only fillings, but it had been about 10 years. And so he went back in and took the other one out.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to put in the what they call Novocaine. They don't call it... It's not really Novocaine
it's
anymore.
It's not Novocaine?
It's something cane. What is it, Andy?
Lidocaine?
Lidocaine, maybe.
I don't really know.
It's something of the Cain family, but it's not. Novocaine is
Michael
kind of medieval.
Cain. It's Michael Cain.
Oh, it is.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. A little more. And so they put in the Novocaine, waited till I was numb, started drilling my tooth. Incredible pain, drilled right into my nerve. And I had to say, you know what? I'm in absolute pain right now.
And just to clarify, this is your third dental operation in 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, the other ones haven't really healed yet, but they went back in again and they did this. So they gave me the extra, it's not even lidocaine, it's a different substance that will kill anyone's pain. So they had to stab that into me because I'm sensitive. I have sensitive teeth.
Mm-hmm. So this is a substance that kills an ex-girlfriend or an abusive mother?
Yeah, it's heavy stuff. And I asked the dentist, how many people need this? And he says 99% of the people will just go with the first shot.
Mm-hmm.
But certain people and redheads, they need the other they need the other shot. Redheads are more sensitive.
People and redheads.
Yeah.
Because redheads aren't people.
Redheads
people.
Have a resistance to anesthesia.
Is
and
that
I do
what
too.
I had?
I'm technically a redhead.
I am as well.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You should – if you look down below, it is – it's a burning
anyway,
bush.
Anyway, Tom. Okay, what? No, I've had that. I had to get – I felt all of my root canal.
Yeah. So, I mean,
they
is it really 99%?
Into my root
was he
canal.
Lying to me?
They had – I actually had a mutated tooth. I had 4 roots. You're only supposed to have 3. They had to shoot Novocaine into my canal.
It's almost – that's lucky. It's like a 4-leaf clover.
Yeah, kind of, but the opposite.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, of lucky.
You know, it was just like 3 hours of
you
straight screaming.
You could be Jimmy Fallon's house band all by yourself.
Well, I was paralyzed yesterday. I came in and you said Andy was concerned that I had had a stroke.
I was concerned about the possibility of it, yeah.
Because half my face was paralyzed.
Yeah.
It's still bad.
Really?
My face
it's a
is still
droopy.
In bad shape. Huh.
Now, is it possible because it never goes back to normal and your entire career is kind of over?
No, I'm not paralyzed anymore. It's not that it's not numb. It's just that there's still some swelling.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, you know, it's still I'm in pain is what I'm saying.
So what's your next big dental operation?
I think
you're
I'm
going to get them all pulled?
I'm good for now. I'm
Tom,
good
going
now.
Back to the 99%, I think probably the dentist wasn't lying when he said 99% of people don't need the extra thing. But a lot of those people probably do feel the pain. They just man up.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? The pain is so great, though, that I wondered. You know, I was thinking, I wonder if some people just kind of plow through this. But
right. Oh,
it's
can't.
Not a
you can't
like,
with teeth.
I like plowing through pain, though.
Yeah, but
you know?
Not
yeah.
with teeth.
No,
you,
I mean,
you just can't.
It was great, great pain.
Yeah.
And I had
yeah.
to say, no, I need another, I need something.
No, I mean, I'm with you, though. I do. Why is that? Does anybody know why the redheads, such as myself, are more sensitive to pain?
What I don't know.
Okay. I don't know either. Yeah. I have no idea.
But, like, even anesthesia, like, it doesn't knock them out or something. It's more than just you're sensitive to pain, but you're also resistant to the anesthesia.
Yeah, I think the only thing that could knock me out is Yanni. I love Yanni. That'll
oh, yeah.
put you right to bed.
I know. Is this some people, they say that you know, they do it with meditation, you know,
mm-hmm.
the people who don't want to use substances or something.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why?
No, but they used to do it. I mean, I'm always telling my daughters that. They used to saw people's limbs off.
That's good.
Without anesthesia. No, you know, we talk
Civil
about.
War.
In the war. The Civil War. Yeah. You just had to bite the.
You put a damn stick in your teeth?
Yes.
Take a swig of whiskey?
I mean, it's unbelievable.
So, like, your daughter comes home with a scraped knee. And you just hold it and go, you know, if this was the Civil War, I would
exactly
be taking
what
a
I do.
Hacksaw
whenever
to your
they
leg
get
right
an
now.
Injury, I talk about the Civil War. I do.
And then I would take my machete and I would hold it to the fire and then put that to cauterize the wound.
Be honest, Tom, when you tell it, you call it the War of Northern Aggression.
Well, you can't win them all, Tom. I just remembered I faked a toe surgery. I didn't fake a toe surgery. I faked ingrown toenails when I was when I was in high school because they wanted me to play football. I hated football so much. I went through three practices and claimed that I had ingrown toenails. So I had to get a toenail surgery. So if you look at my toes, which you should never do and you never will, I don't take my feet. I don't take my shoes off, and I haven't worn shorts in 15 years. But that's a whole other story. So I faked a whole injury and I had toe surgery and still have no. Nails on the side of my toes, and that was a pretty miserable experience.
Wait. No nails on the side of your toes?
So they can't go
Neither
in
do
ground.
I.
No?
Hold on.
No, usually you just have toe on the side. Nails are on the
no,
top.
No. You're the talking nail, about they trim it at the sides so they can't go ingrown. They kill the nail.
You're talking about the sides of the top of your toe.
The sides of the top of my toe. Okay. Yes, not on the side. I'm not some sort
of
shark.
Well, now you do have to take your shoes off. I want to see this.
No, I can't. I mean, the whole thing is a real nightmare. It's something I tell girls if I'm ever on a date, and I never have been on one, but if I fantasize about going on a date, I have to tell them that I have no I'm missing about 30% of my toenail. On both toes.
I want to know which doctor it was that did this surgery while based on you faking an injury.
He didn't care. He was
probably
just so
Tom's
happy.
Tom's dentist.
That's
amazing. Exactly. Yeah, that's actually his name, Tom's dentist.
Was he one of those guys that, like, advertises on the subway, so he'll just kind of, you know, it's just cash on delivery.
Yeah. He was like Dr. Zizmore, but for faked injuries for bad kids who don't want to play football.
Put a stick in your mouth and give you a shot of whiskey? Because it sounds like...
You know what?
Is this like the doctor in every spy movie where the bad guy, where the, you know, it's the... They end up in the ratty looking room with just the one chair in the middle and all the rusty
swinging
tools
light.
All around. The doctor has a bottle of vodka in his hand because he lost his license because he's a drunk.
It was
and
a strange
just like four different colors of blood on his smock.
Yeah, so you know he's working.
You have to pay him in gold coins.
Well, why wouldn't you? It was a strange dentist, doctor's office. It was called Bar, and
well, there's your problem.
Yeah, he just took a chisel and a hammer to my feet, and I mean, definitely gave me a bunch of gin, and I loved him every day. I loved him ever since for it.
But did the coach require medical evidence? You couldn't just go to him and say, "Hey, by the way, I'm a giant and I have ingrown toenails."
No, that's why they liked me. They thought I was so big. They thought I would intimidate the other players. I was just Goliath. That's literally all my senior year when I finally did play football. I very rarely played, and my coach honestly, he told me just stand on the sidelines. You scare them. You scare them. And so I would come out and run out like first when the group get winded, on our jog to the field. But all the players would be like, on the opposing team would be like, oh my God, look at this monster. And then I would never go in. But we sent a message.
You were like the mountain.
Yes.
Yeah. And people must have been looking at your team going, they're so good, they don't even need to play that guy.
Exactly. Right. And we went to state that year, lost miserably. Really? I think like 48-6 or something. But
that is
now, when
the
doctor
nice
operated on you, did he like hold a tape recorder and then be like, I am now cutting in to the giant's toe?
Yes, that's correct.
Making incision on right pinky?
Yeah, Werner Herzog was there. They covered it. It was a whole documentary. I think you could find it on PBS. Something like that. But yeah, I mean, I definitely faked an injury every single year to get out of playing football. And that year, that
you
was my...
You say I don't want to play football?
No, my father was first generation or immigrant from Germany. I mean, he just had this idea that Americans played football.
Yeah.
And I was just not a football guy, you know? Outside in the heat, we had one of these football coaches, morbidly obese. They thought water made you weak. This was, primitive football coaching. Nowadays, they got these kids IVs. They're drinking energy bars. They got gummies that give them, extra hydration and things. Back in my day, in the 90s, we had a trough that would spit up water as if we were, horses waiting outside of for our cowboy to get trashed at the barn and come back and ride us home. And we only got to drink once every hour and a half. Yeah, it was insane.
Kids were dropping dead in the 80s.
Dropping, and in the 90s.
They were. No,
they really
day.
Were.
Yeah. Yeah, dehydration. And they would eat the salt pills.
Right.
So they would retain the water that they were not allowed to drink.
Yeah, like they're deer about to get hunted. I mean, what kind of philosophy was that with coaches
back
then?
Well, that's not even counting all the satanic cults that were around back then.
Yeah.
Well, that was
one
of the the satanic panic of the late 80s, early 90s.
But did the women, remember Women
refrigerators.
Weaken? Do you remember that? The Women Weaken thing?
The women what?
Women weaken. Like
water
weakens, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't – in my high school in the 80s, the jocks, especially the guys in wrestling, they were not allowed to have contact with women for like the you know, 2 weeks before the meet.
Yeah, that
and
was, that
they
was,
literally
by the way, that was
call their girlfriends.
My strategy in high school,
too. Yeah, that's what it was. So. Mine as well, actually.
It worked out
well.
Yeah.
I remember – and the girls would talk about it. They'd say, I can't talk to my boyfriend for the next 2 weeks. Like, they literally couldn't see them. The coach forbid them to go on dates.
Right.
And we would go out with them to Papagino's, and the girls would be at the other table, and, you know, I'd be there with John Foley, and he'd say, you know, we can't mingle with the girls.
John Foley was a wrestler friend of yours?
Yes. And
how long is that coach serving right now?
It was actually Dennis Hastert, and I think he only got a couple of months, actually.
Yeah.
I know. That's
the boxer's big thing, though.
Yeah.
And that's a story every Olympics, is that one person slept with their girlfriend, and then they lost the gold medal.
Yeah.
But there
and then the coach
well,
is
Tony
just
Romo,
angry.
Weren't they blaming it on that girl?
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's total nonsense, though. Being intimate with a gal, doesn't that give you a little extra oomph? That's what I would think.
I'm pretty sure that theory has been scientifically disproven at this point.
I think they actually did
studies. I could be wrong, but I seem to remember like a couple of years ago, which when I say a couple of years ago, it could have been 15 and it could have been 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Right.
but I think they actually did a study and showed that having sex – does not.
It's not the sex, Andy. It's sitting around with Jessica Simpson and talking about the Netflix shows, talking about all that girl stuff.
Netflix wasn't even around then.
Yeah, but
the boxing thing was always, it was the sex.
Yes. Yeah.
It was the sex.
They claimed it was the sex, but it's spending the time talking about girl stuff, having like, you know.
What are you talking?
That's what weakens you.
Oh my God, that's insane, Tom. Sometimes your social conservatism just makes my brain explode.
Don't tell me that, you know, if you don't think that if you had a big fight coming up, right?
Sure, yes.
You don't think it would behoove you to spend time with guys for the whole week and just talk about guy stuff and get in
you
that
You should
mindset.
Be around campfires
Instead,
and bathhouses.
If you're
bath
sitting
houses.
Around talking about decorating the apartment and you know, and whether Taylor Swift looks good with Tom Hiddlesticks there, you know, it's just going to weaken you.
No, I think that would actually make me so angry that whenever I got into the ring and I saw that guy, I would just be ready to go. Because what is Taylor Swift doing with that guy?
That's, by the way,
Tom Hiddlesticks is
I'm not
name.
Saying I'm not saying that this is what it is. I'm sure it's not, actually. But it has the feeling of, Tom, you're old enough to remember this. Back in the day when the Hollywood studios, when there was a gay actor.
Yeah,
sure.
And they didn't want anyone to know he was gay. And maybe rumors were out there.
Tab Hunter.
And then they would send him out with a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And make sure everybody saw them. And then they would, quote unquote, leak pictures or whatever and all that stuff. That's what this reminds me of at this point. It feels so staged.
With Taylor Swift.
Hiddleston and
Swift. Oh, yeah. I know. It is.
It's like someone is trying to prove a point, and it's probably, maybe it's Taylor Swift trying to prove a point to her ex. I don't know. But it has that feel like the old studio system with these forced pairings.
Well, it can't, it's nothing but good for him. For Tom Hiddlesticks, he is like, now he's a household name.
Sure.
Whereas, you know, we only knew him as the guy in that AMC show. We didn't know
who he was.
No, he's
Loki. And
yeah,
when he goes back,
he never was in a billion-dollar movie.
Oh, what was he in?
Loki!
Avengers.
Oh, Avengers. I don't see those silly movies where people dress up.
All right, hold on!
You know, where people dress up, Tom. Every movie, people, 12 Angry Men, they're dressed up.
They give best costume design awards in Hollywood.
Doesn't watch it where they dress. By the way, tonight's Red Eye, all nude. Tom doesn't want anyone dressed up anymore. I do want to. I wish you could go back, and if you were like told you were going to be part of a case study when it comes to sexual relations with a woman, to see how it does interfere with your athletics, it would be good to be in the team that got to have sex. You know, it'd be sad if you were in the group that you couldn't.
Yeah, right. And then you could just tell the coach, "No, I have to."
Yes,
I have to have sex.
It's an experiment.
You could tell that to women, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, if they're anti-science, up to them.
Right, exactly.
They can make that choice. Loki gave the greatest political speech in the history of speeches in the Avengers. Do you remember that one where he made everyone get on their knees and talked about how humans love to be subservient? Mm-hmm. And then the one guy stood up and was like, I will not. And then, of course, he got killed.
Yeah.
So don't stand up. But I thought that was – if you haven't listened to that –
glad that's the message you took from the Avengers.
It was my favorite political speech of all time. Loki crushed it. And when he's back – now with Taylor Swift, when he's back in the next Avengers, he's going to be more badass than ever.
Well, does anyone like – I mean, speaking of Taylor and her guy there, does anyone really like sitting on rocks by the ocean?
No, it's that's not what I mean. Good. The whole thing is so staged. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Have you ever enjoyed sitting on the rocks?
No.
Yeah.
You have?
I have. I used to have a nice little creek by my house.
Yeah.
Was it a creek or a crick?
It was called a crick often.
Okay.
Chartier's Crick. But it was a creek.
It just seems like it's such a beautiful, serene thing for you to be so kind of miserable doing.
I wasn't miserable. I was there with my coworker.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. We're skipping rocks.
Really?
Staging photos.
Wow, that's skipping rocks. You're doing something worthwhile. Skipping rocks, that's a great activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, isn't that a real thing? Like Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise's marriage? That's a manufactured marriage, right? Obviously,
I don't know why you assume that.
Yeah, I don't.
Because doesn't that happen on a regular basis where PR people will get together and be like, this person will look great with this person. Let's match them up.
It used to, but it seems like that time has gone, but maybe it hasn't.
I don't know if it ever did leave. I mean,
but even if it's not organized, the thing is that you wouldn't put it past this guy to, you know, it's a huge career maker to be in one of these romances because people love them and they like combining the people's names.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's just a great way to, if you have an album coming out, you want to be, you know, in the gossip pages and everything like that. So, I wouldn't even begrudge them.
Yeah, because there's no other reason to date a really hot, talented young woman.
Yeah, look at what happened with Kanye and Amber Rose. Amber Rose was just an adult entertainer. She starts dating Kanye. 6 months later, she's a huge star. I mean, you can really get famous doing the Hollywood relationship climb. You don't need any talent anymore.
But Tom, I mean,
both of them are
a little
famous.
Unfair to Tom Hiddleston, though. He's got a very, very good career going right
yeah,
now. There's all this talk about him being the next James Bond and all
great,
this stuff.
He's fantastic. So, he's a great-looking guy. He's a great actor.
So, but you're just making it sound like he really needs this for a career boost, and I don't know that he does.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, I think you're right, though. He does. It does definitely boost his visibility.
Look, I just thought it was great. I thought it was a much better time in America when Taylor was with Harry.
Uh-huh.
I mean, wasn't that perfect?
Yeah.
Harry and Taylor.
You supported the British? Like the Brits?
They were just – it's the perfect pairing of pop stars. You know?
I thought you fought in that war so that we wouldn't have to pay taxes.
Think about it. Yeah, that's an interesting thing with Taylor. No matter what she touches, it turns to gold. You know, she's a kingmaker.
Well, she's fantastic. She's very talented.
I saw her once in Soho. Good story.
Yeah.
That's about it. Wow. That's about it.
Go out strong.
I'm sure she saw you, too.
Yeah, she did see me. She said hello, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, shopping at Men's Warehouse.
She said, put some socks on. What is with those toes?
She screamed Godzilla and ran away.
Are you a toad?
All right. Well, I guess we should wrap it up. This has been the Red Eye Podcast. The show is doing great, by the way. Did you guys see those numbers?
Huge.
It's doing amazing. So I just want to congratulate Andy and Tom. You guys are, really creating.
The other show.
The actual television show.
This show
is doing great, too. We're all over news and politics.
Yeah. This is all that matters to Andy, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. Well,
but, no, I just because we're on this show.
Right.
And he says the show is doing great.
No, it's an extension of the television show.
I thought he was just giving me a slight.
No. No, this show is doing wonderful. Go on iTunes, rate and review us. We're all over the news and politics. We're climbing up that ladder. So this show is doing absolutely wonderful. The TV show proper is doing amazing. So congratulations, Tom and Andy.
And I love when they go on and write things on the podcast. You know, they review it. But if you go to the podcast, I was like, this is incredible. There's like 460 people saying how much they love the show. But really, you just kind of go back in time, and it's all people saying how much they love Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld thing because the podcast has the same.
Hey, we'll take the stars.
Well,
hey,
I'll take it. Fine. No, no, but the reviews have continued from the old podcast.
Right, right.
But, you know, we'll take it. We don't mind.
We're all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Review it without Greg's name in it this time.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Say, review it again and relive what it was like to review the podcast.
It's such an exciting thing to do, isn't it?
It is, yes.
All right, Andy, Tim, Tom, I'm Ben. We'll talk to you soon.